It's great to hear so many of our friends out there, and I know we have some interesting information prepared for you tonight. At least I think it's interesting, and it definitely is informative. So if we could make the information interesting, then we've done our job. And I know that Amy, of course, is very well prepared. We've got a lot of information that is waiting for you, and you know, or that you are waiting for, excuse me. And so let's go ahead and get started. I think that we have a couple of more announcements to make, perhaps, and then we're going to get right into the battle plan.
Well, great. Well, I wanted to introduce myself. My name is Amy. I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products, and we get together every Wednesday night to talk about either different products or different health concerns. And we believe here at Platinum Health Products that knowledge is power, and that we want to provide you that knowledge so you can have the power to make informed decisions in your life and to improve your health and well-being. And that's what our whole mission of Platinum Health Products is all about. And we're lucky to have with us usually each and every Wednesday night, unless he's traveling or he's on a plane somewhere, David Sandoval, who is the other owner and founder of Platinum Health Products. And as most of you know, he's an author of The Green Foods Bible, a really awesome book that came out in December. He's got another book in the works right now. It's hoping to be out at the very end of this year or early next year. He was a radio host in New York, and that's how many of you met him originally. So we're just really lucky to have all the knowledge that Dave brings. So thank you, Dave, so much for being with us each and every Wednesday night.
Well, it's definitely nice to be part of this community of people who are trying to really seek the truth and really look for answers within nature and within the hand of God. And we hope that we could just do a small part to lead you away from the terrible side effects of pharmaceutical drugs and of, you know, over-the-counter drugs by making your body not need them. I think that's the number one way the Chinese say prevention is cure. I think that if we can create wellness, then we avoid the need to make a decision, do I take this pharmaceutical drug or not? It's not so much about having natural alternatives to drugs. In many instances, it's creating a healthy body that simply would never need to consider the drugs. So thank you, Amy, for being with us tonight, and everybody for being with us tonight. I'm glad to hear that, you know, people are enjoying their summers. I think the first day of summer was just about a week ago or so. So let's all have, you know, a very safe and, of course, enjoyable summer, and do our very best when we can to make the right decisions for our future. And that means the foods that we choose to eat, the foods we choose not to eat, the exercise we choose to do or not to do, the amount of sleep that we get, and, of course, all importantly, the attitude that we have about life, an attitude of appreciation and an attitude of enthusiasm about life. And if you have appreciation and enthusiasm for life, there's a big part of being healthy right there. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so that having been said, I know we have some good information prepared tonight. Let's jump right into it.
Well, I also wanted to mention a couple of other things. I know you've been out on the road, Dave. You hit South Carolina this past weekend. You also hit Brockton, Massachusetts, and so you're out there, again, spreading the word about Platinum Health Products, about whole food supplements, and I know you had a good response, and I just wanted to you know, thank you for traveling and for doing all you can to spread the message here.
Well, I think it was really nice to get out and meet these folks who took time out of their lives to, you know, to seek self-improvement, and we had a really good time. I know that every time we go back, it seems like the people are more educated, looking healthier, and it's very rewarding. So definitely, it is a little bit tiring, but it's worth it.
And one other announcement before we get into the battle plan is we have a wonderful angel of a woman who is putting on a retreat at the Oasis Retreat. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what she's doing with cancer survivors and how, if anyone's interested, that they can contact us and perhaps get involved?
Well, this is for women only, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm sorry. Women cancer survivors.
Yeah, not to discriminate, but it's a weekend specifically for women who have survived cancer. We have a few spaces available. So if you, within the last 5 years, have been diagnosed with or treated for cancer, if you are currently in remission, if a cancer has gone to remission in the last 5 years as well, then you are qualified for, now the transportation isn't paid. In other words, you got to find your way to the Los Angeles metro area. However, your four-day stay at the retreat will be covered, and it will include massages and manicures and pedicures and facials and classes on food preparation and self-improvement. There'll be makeup artists there. There'll be clothing designers who are going to, you know, offer some advice. It's going to be a real pampered weekend. It's really designed to help women who have survived breast cancer and other forms of cancer and are looking for some type of support from other women who are in the same situation. And we're just going to bring them all together. Again, if you qualify, and, you know, we will pay for, or the organization, it's a nonprofit organization for cancer, for survivors of cancer, and we would be happy to submit your name, and they will contact you, and if they deem you to be, you know, qualified, and if they have enough space, then you will get your stay for free, and it's like a $2,500 value, really, you know, so it's worth it if you would like to join us. Again,
and how should they email in at info@PHP order their information or call us in, or how should they?
They call or email. I'd prefer it email, but if they want to, they could call if they don't have a computer, and we'll definitely take down their information. There's no guarantee, but we'll definitely submit, and I think that they've got several spots still available, and she asked me to make that offer to our members.
Awesome. Well, that is really cool, and what an awesome pampering, self-esteem boosting weekend. That would be really, really cool. So, awesome. Well, let's get right into the battle plan tonight, and what the subject of tonight is glaucoma. And Dave, why don't you tell us a little bit about what exactly is glaucoma? I mean, I've heard the word. You know, I've heard, is it a condition that just happens to older people? So why don't you tell us a exactly about what is glaucoma?
Well, glaucoma, you know, is one of the more serious ailments. It really is very serious, and it causes permanent loss, permanent sight loss. You know, you lose your vision, and as a result of rising pressure within one or both of your eyes, it's actually the second leading cause of blindness, and it affects, you know, millions of people. It's more common in people over the age of 40, more common in women than men, and there are, you know, many times there's no warning symptoms. So glaucoma is a condition where pressure builds behind the eye, and that leads to blindness, to put it simply.
Wow. Okay, and so said it typically happens to older people, but it could happen to people in their 20s or 30s or 40s?
Yeah, if you don't have good circulation, it typically happens when the flow of fluid that normally drains into and out of the eye is obstructed by the swelling, by the pressure that occurs. And so that aqueous humor, when you obviously, it's sort of a...
That,
you know,
funny water?
Yeah, exactly, that funny water that comes in and out of the eye that makes you able to see and have, you know, literally depth perception, and all of that is not able to get in and out, and thus blindness occurs.
Is that when you go to the eye doctor and they do that little puff of air kind of test? Is that the glaucoma or the they touch that thing to your eyeball, I think. Is that the pressure test?
You know, I'll be honest with you, it's been a while since I've been, I guess, you know,
you're blessed with 20/20 vision.
with really perfect eyesight. So my doctor tested my eyes when I went in for my last annual checkup. And again, you know, I'm right there. So, and I think that that's attributable a lot to, you know, the fact that I eat most of the foods that are really healthy for your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So why don't you just recap again the causes of glaucoma?
Well, glaucoma, it occurs in the fluid that, you know, that we talked about, is obstructed, and that causes poor drainage or actually increased production of the fluid, and then it doesn't go in and out at all. There's so much of it that it just causes additional swelling. The resulting increase in eye pressure actually damages the optic nerve that's responsible for vision. And so the causes of glaucoma are really having poor collagen integrity, and as a result, collagen, which supports your eye structure, gets weakened. And when it gets weakened, the eyeball isn't properly supported. And when the eyeball isn't properly supported, the flow of aqueous humor is blocked, and that causes the pressure within the eye to increase, and that's what leads to the blindness.
Wow. Wow. Well, I looked up some facts that I thought were pretty interesting regarding glaucoma, and one is that it's the second leading cause of blindness in adults. That there are over 7 million cases known worldwide of glaucoma, and that, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, corticosteroid drugs, which are used in severe allergic and inflammatory conditions, actually weaken the collagen structures, and so they
what they give you to heal it makes it worse. I love Western medicine.
Lovely. So what you were just talking about, the poor collagen integrity and function, but if we're taking these inflammatory drugs, we are, you know, putting ourselves at risk of losing our eyesight. That's pretty crazy, pain in the knee versus, your eyesight. And it says the frequent use of cold and allergy medicines can increase the intraocular pressure. Well, I never knew that. I mean, I think that most of us that go to the drugstore, if we have a cold or flu, don't ever think that if I just take this little antihistamine here, this cold or allergy medication, that I could be potentially risking my eyesight. I mean, wow, I don't think middle America or most Americans are thinking that when they go and they see those many, 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 many shelves at the drugstore of all the allergy and cold medicines. Do you?
No, I think that so many times people don't realize the long-term implications of their short-term solutions. You know, people are just looking for a quick fix. They're reacting to something, and that knee-jerk reaction oftentimes puts them in a long-term detriment. And so we really have to think long-term in our lives. And what you want to do is you want to create your best opportunity for the, as we say, longevity and freedom from disease.
Absolutely.
And the less that you overstimulate your body with over-the-counter drugs and these chemical medications, then the less you'll have to worry about these dangerous side effects. Every time you take one of these things and it says, do not take if you have liver damage, what they mean is this is going to damage your liver. So if your liver already has damage, don't take it. But we're going to accept the fact that it's going to damage your liver a little bit.
Right.
I don't accept that fact. I don't take ibuprofen. I don't take aspirin. I don't take the acetaminophen. I don't take the drugs. I mean, I just don't take these things. And you should never take these things. No Tums, no, none of that stuff. It's
right.
Just wrong.
It's like just suffer through a cold or allergy, just get through the sniffles for a day or two because it might protect your eyesight for a lifetime.
Exactly.
Well, some other facts are 25% of the people in the U.S. that have glaucoma are actually unaware that they have it. So it's a very maybe undiagnosed condition. Also, glaucoma is typically more common in women than men. And as we said earlier, that people over the age of 40 are at a much higher risk for glaucoma than younger adults.
Absolutely. And the reason why is simply because, time is the enemy because
right.
You have the accumulation. Aging is nothing more than the accumulation of damage within your body. At some point, your body is degenerating faster than it's regenerating, and everything that we care about is regenerating. Everything that we give you is to reduce inflammation, to cause the regeneration or support the regeneration of tissue, to reduce stress on the body. the more stress you have, the more inflammation you have, the more acidity you have, the more of all of these damaging compounds that you allow to be created in your body by the wrong food choices that you make, at some point are going to take their toll. If you're adding to wrong food choices, which lead to symptoms which you try to suppress, like gastric upset or aches and pains, and you're taking these drugs, and they are then going to accelerate your decline. It is literally piling on, and you're piling on yourself. And we believe that we've got some answers.
Absolutely. Well, why don't we talk a little bit about there? Well, there's actually two types of glaucoma. There's acute glaucoma, and then there's chronic glaucoma. So why don't we talk a little bit about some of the signs and symptoms so you can know if you're one of those 25% of the people that have glaucoma that you're actually unaware of it, and then maybe, you know, get in to see your doctor to get a proper diagnosis. So one of the signs and symptoms of acute glaucoma obviously is increased pressure within the eye, and typically it's just on one side or the other. It's not in both eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's definitely where it starts. It can be in both eyes, but you'll always notice it first in one eye. And the way you'll notice it is you'll feel throbbing in one of your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It'll sort of, you know, thump, 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 like you could actually feel your heart beating in your eye. And that's when you'll know that you've got too much pressure in your eyes.
Right. Also, the pupil could be moderately dilated and fixed. So if you come in and out of the sun and you're not, you know, contracting and that, that could also be a sign.
Exactly. Now, because you will be, your eyesight will be thrown off, you're going to feel seasick. You're actually going to feel like you've been driving in a car, and you're going to feel nauseous, and you may even have, you know, some sickness associated with that.
So this is acute glaucoma, and obviously, you know, some blurred vision could happen. Now, the chronic glaucoma, which that means, I think, long-term or...
I just wanted to differentiate a little bit. In the acute form, there's warning symptoms just before an attack, foggy, blurred vision, the appearance of colored halos around the lights are not uncommon, severe headaches and eye pain that follow a glaucoma attack are sometimes mistaken for acute abdominal pain because the association of nausea and vomiting to the pain. And so they're mistaken. They don't realize it's actually coming from the eye. They think it's just a headache and that the fogginess and the blurred vision was caused by the headache. They don't realize it's the other way around. And in that form, as we said, one eye hurts. It throbs behind the above the eye. There's sensitivity to light. There's, you know, your eye waters. There's extreme redness in the eye. And the eyeball is actually hard compared to the unaffected eye. So if you actually push on them from, you know, close your eyelid and push on them and check to see if each of your eyes is not equally pliable. And you might notice that in the eye, if there is an eye that is, you know, stiff or hard, that will be the eye that typically you have repeated, you know, blurred vision and eye pain you might notice is associated with that eye. And that's, you know, early detection is really important. Now, the second type of glaucoma, you know, that we're about to talk about has some other, you know, unique symptoms. Why don't we go ahead and cover that?
Yeah, well, one of them is gradual loss of the peripheral vision, which results in like a tunnel vision, you know, kind of thing. You're not seeing those, you know, things off to the side in your periphery.
Yeah, and that's probably the thing that most people associate with glaucoma, wouldn't you say?
I think so, yeah.
That's the first thing I thought of when we said glaucoma, everybody's going to think this is that one where you get tunnel vision.
Exactly, and then as it progresses, larger areas of vision loss occur, so it's not just the peripheral vision that's affected, it's the entire vision.
Now, there are some similarities to the acute glaucoma, apparently, aren't there?
Hardening of the eyeball is another one, as well as the headaches that you were talking about.
Now, there's one symptom that's really unique to chronic versus acute, and this is something that we hear a lot about also.
And that is blind spots and poor night vision. So if you have blind spots or poor night vision, which a lot of us do, you definitely want to be checked next time you go in to see your ophthalmologist. You want to be checked for glaucoma for sure.
Yeah, we definitely have blind spots. I mean, you know, and sometimes they're not in our eyes.
That's a whole other call.
A little more about chronic glaucoma. It typically affects both eyes, as we said, and it's a lot more difficult to recognize because there's usually no symptoms right at the beginning. Typically, signs are sort of blurring in the periphery and some blank spots, which we associate with being tired. We think, well, maybe it's because we've been reading or looking at our computer. And then the visual changes become more apparent if one eye is closed. So if you want to test yourself, since both eyes typically compensate for each other, you typically are not going to notice the chronic glaucoma. But if you close one eye, one eye will not be able to compensate for the deficiencies of the other. So close one eye and try to focus, and then close the other eye and try to focus. And I think that you can actually do some self-detection if you're in the early stage of this. Now, if you have recurring headaches that you can't explain and they're associated with sore eyes, if you try to change your glasses because you think, you know, that maybe they're not quite getting it right, then you're probably actually experiencing the slow progression of glaucoma, and you might want to consider that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's get in. We've talked all about the causes and facts and signs and symptoms. Let's get into the treatment and prevention a little bit. And the first thing we like to talk about always is what you can do with the foods you eat. And one of the things is eliminate food allergens. If you're allergic to dairy, if you're allergic to wheat, if you're allergic to corn or soy, eliminate all those things from your diet. Also include a diet rich in fruits and vegetables, and especially those containing vitamin C, and like red peppers, like citrus, like spinach. And then consume a regular consumption of cold water fish because you're wanting to get the omega-3 fatty acids. And so if you don't want to do cold water fish, we're going to recommend doing some flaxseed to supplement that with flaxseed as well. But again, eliminate those white sugars, white flours, highly processed things that could be potentially allergenic in your diet.
Absolutely, that's very good. You want to definitely look for, you know, any time that you want your body to stop producing excess mucus or excess inflammation, to have the buildup of fluids, you've got to look at allergies. Now, to give you an example, how many people want to do the following experiment? If you drink milk, try not drinking milk for a week, and every morning wake up and measure the amount of sleep that's in your eye, the stuff that gathers above your nose and in the corner of your eye. Now, if you start to notice that after 1 week you get less and less and less, and then have dairy on the next day, and the next morning wake up and your eyes are practically glued closed. And
wow.
People who this happens to, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
It is a milk allergy.
Right.
And you just have to be able to recognize the symptoms of allergies. If you eat a certain food and suddenly, you know, you feel tired, if you eat a certain food and you get pimples, if you eat a certain food and you get more mucus, if you eat a certain food and, you know, you get gas, if you eat a certain food, you know, you've got to realize, gastric distress, I meant. If you eat certain foods and there are noticeable and not normal reactions,
that's your body saying, hey, something's going on here.
Exactly.
Maybe you shouldn't be feeding this to me.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, Amy, we do make some pretty specific nutritional recommendations for glaucoma. Glaucoma is a disease that cannot be ignored, and diet can be a tremendous part of, you know, of what we said. Now, you already talked about the isolation and elimination of food allergies. that prevents the excessive fluid retention in the body. Studies also show that coffee can produce a 13% reduction in retinal blood flow. So coffee, obviously, is not so good. And I don't know if you put that in your recommendations, is not so good. Chocolate, soft drinks, and coffee.
That sounds like anything with caffeine.
Yeah, anything
caffeine
with caffeine.
Restricting, yeah.
Exactly. So so let's talk about, however, some of the recommendations we make. And remember that glaucoma could also be associated with anxiety. So anything that helps reduce anxiety is also going to help the person with glaucoma.
Absolutely. Well, the first nutritional supplement that we recommend is the C from Nature, which contains natural vitamin C. And why don't you tell us a little bit about what natural vitamin C can do, Dave?
Well, natural vitamin C, I guess, is first identified as the vitamin C that comes from plants. It's not ascorbic acid. It is not synthetic. It is true vitamin C from the foods that contain it. And vitamin C improves the collagen integrity, and we learned that the collagen integrity is vital to preventing and mitigating the progression of glaucoma. And it also helps lower intraocular pressure, and the effective dose is 9 capsules a day at the beginning for about 90 days. And then you could back off to 3 to 4 capsules a day. But you want to get that loading dose in, and you want to really go for it at the beginning.
Absolutely. Now, also, we recommend Biofruit and or the Apapa cherry, which contain many bioflavonoids. And that actually, the bioflavonoids enhance the effect of the vitamin C. They're kind of like, you know, very synergistic with the natural vitamin C. So tell us a little bit about what the bioflavonoids in the Biofruit and Apapa cherry can do.
Well, when the integrity of your capillaries increases, and when the collagen is stabilized, you know, in a matrix, then that needs to remain intact. Free radicals attack the matrix of the collagen. And so since Apapa cherry is the highest of all measured foods in free radical containment, through the oxygen radical absorbance capacity of 7,000 per serving.
Right.
And that's a lot of fancy, you know, science speak, but what it means is free radicals, which damage the collagen, are gobbled up by certain free radical mitigators called, ORAC units. And so tart cherry is the highest of in ORAC units. And so it's also important, I think, Amy, that they both contain the anthocyanidin and proanthocyanidin compounds that are so important to making the product, you know, beneficial to the body.
Absolutely. And it's so funny as we talk about this stuff, the stuff that's going to help glaucoma is also going to give you a natural facelift because if it helps build collagen in the eye area, I'm sure it's going to help all over your face, huh?
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to switch phones because my phone's almost out of battery. So why don't you tell them a little bit about the green foods and how they complement this diet?
Sure. Well, first, I want to say our recommendations on the BioFruit. We recommend to take a tablespoon of the BioFruit powder twice daily, and then 1 ounce or 2 tablespoons of the Apapa cherry prior to bed each night. And we always recommend to maximize the effectiveness of the Apapa cherry to mix it with the aloe vera concentrate, that's just an amazing synergistic combination, the cherry and the aloe, and we recommend taking that prior to bed each night. But another thing, and which is kind of like the baseline, it's the cornerstone of any nutritional supplement regimen that Dave and I put together, is a green food, like the organic barley green juice, or my favorite, the organic Kamut blend. And both of the green, or any of the green powders, contain magnesium, and magnesium will act to relax the arteries and to improve the blood supply to the eye area, and so improving the circulation will help with that swelling, will help with that liquid pressure buildup like it does in any kind of edema or swelling situation. So green foods are definitely something that we recommend, and we recommend taking the green foods three times each day. So if you take the serving size recommended on the label three times each day.
And, you know, the cool part is, Amy, is that green foods are anti-inflammatory in their own, in their own right.
Absolutely.
And, the anti-inflammation, if you really start to look at the whole process of disease, inflammation takes it plays a vital role in the progression of almost all diseases. So to reduce inflammation is a very good thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about the flaxseed. Like we mentioned earlier, that it is recommended to eat the cold water fish, but perhaps some of us are vegetarians, or we're afraid of heavy metals, or we just don't like fish. So the Flax Advantage is a really good alternative source, or like something that you feel safe eating on a daily basis. So do you want to tell us a little bit about what the omega-3 oils can do?
Well, yeah, the important thing is that in our body, we use omega-19, which is a certain structure of fat, a certain chain of fats, it's a fatty acid chain. We also have omega-9 and omega-6 and omega-3, and all of these are vital to, maintaining the integrity of our cellular structure and helping in this formation of new cells. What needs to be understood, and this is something, a point that we need to make, is I've seen products, and I've, like Udo's Choice, a lot of people are familiar with that. And, God bless Erasmus, he's a good guy, I've met him. But the thing is, he has this product where he puts in all different types of omega fatty acids, and he says, take all of these oils, and they are going to, somehow nourish the body in the way that it needs to be. This is the perfect ratio of oils as the human body needs to be healthy. What he doesn't understand is that every human body is going to have a starting point that's going to be different. Every human body is going to start with it. Go ahead, Amy.
No, I was just going to say, exactly, and it's also based on the diet we eat. I mean, probably our, genetic background. And
exactly. So what Amy and I encourage you to do is not to balance a bottle, but to balance your body. And so here's the beautiful secret. If your body has too much omega-18, it can't make omega-9 or omega-6 or omega-3. If it has too much omega-9 and 6, it can't make 18 or 3. If you have omega-3 fatty acids, Amy, your body could make 9s, 6s, and 18s.
You can manufacture it. It's like the omega-3 is like the building block.
It is the building block of all necessary essential fats, which is sort of redundant, I guess. But it is the building block of all essential fats, and it is, the easiest to obtain in nature because it's vegetable. It's not animal. So, yeah, that's only one reason. But I also want to explain something else, because a lot of people go, oh, then I'll use flaxseed oil because it's rich in omega-3. Let me explain something else. A flaxseed is like an egg, okay? And the inner part of the egg is the yolk. Just like in an egg, it's fatty, right? Well,
right.
The flaxseed contains oil, and that oil is omega-3 fatty acids, which protects the myelin sheath of your nerves. It's like when an electrician wraps black tape around two wires he's spun together. Well, your body wraps this tape of fat called omega-3 fatty acid, and in science we call that a myelin sheath, and that myelin sheath protects the nerve endings where the bundles come together. Those bundles of nerves are protected by the myelin sheath, and thus we need omega-3 fatty acids. However, flax seeds have a lot more than just those omega-3 fatty acids, and when you separate those omega-3 fatty acids from the other two compounds, in this instance the white and the shell, if we're still comparing it to an egg, when you separate the white and the shell from the yolk, then the yolk rancifies.
Right.
Because it's a fat exposed to air, correct?
Correct.
But Amy, why don't you explain, especially since we were just talking about breast cancer and things like that, what that outer shell of flaxseed, why that's so important and why we shouldn't just throw that away?
Well, there's something called lignan fibers in the shell. Is that's correct, right?
Correct, yeah.
Which have proven in many scientific studies to be very, very immune boosting in regards to breast cancer and other types of female cancers. So, or hormonal-related cancers. So that is a very, very important byproduct, not to mention the other insoluble, you know, dietary fiber that we all probably are lacking. We're all probably not getting enough of that. So you don't want to just discard the shell because there's so many phytochemicals, there's so many things that are in the shell. And it's, again, we believe in whole food as a concept. And none of us, I don't know anybody that would break a ton of eggs and then stick them back in the refrigerator and then just use them, you know, over the course of a month. Do you?
Absolutely not. Everyone would know that once you broke the shell, they're exposed to oxygen and they begin to taste funny. So
exactly. So why would we want to crack all our flaxseed, press out all the oil, and then use it over a month or two or three or four?
Exactly. And here's the funny thing, Amy, is that there was one study that actually showed, it's not funny, it's very serious, but here's the defining point about lignan is that one study actually showed it's more effective than tamoxifen at reducing the recurrence of tumors in women who have already had a history of breast cancer. So
wow.
If you have cancer and you're worried about it coming back,
right.
One study suggests you're way better off having flaxseed than you are having tamoxifen. And, of course, flaxseed doesn't have any side effects except for all those wonderful things that we're talking about. Now, the third thing. Just to jump right into it, we got the yolk. We identified that as a fat. We got the outer part. That's the shell. We know that that's lignan, very protective to our body. But then there's that middle part. We'll call it the white, the white of the egg. That is a soluble fiber, not a dietary fiber, not a fiber like the lignan, but a soluble fiber called beta-glucan, and that actually helps your body to maintain healthy levels of cholesterol. So it's been called the cholesterol magnet because it helps control the bad cholesterol and guide it from your body. So whole flaxseed give you three things, right?
Absolutely. So instead of these drugs give you one benefit and 10 side effects or 10 negative side effects, you know, you're taking it for the omega-3, which may lower the intraocular pressure, but you're getting these wonderful side effects of a super potent immune booster, and it's going to lower your cholesterol and be a source of dietary and soluble fiber.
Yeah, and not just dietary and soluble fiber. They are extremely unique fibers that play a phenomenal role in your body healing itself. And it just, that's why we call these superfoods, you guys.
Exactly. And not to mention it's like $13 or $14 for 2 pounds, you know. So it's flaxseed is very economical. You get a huge bang for your buck when you take your half cup of fresh whole flaxseeds and grind them daily and mix it in your smoothie or your drink. It's, I'd say big time bang for your buck there. So the next product that we recommend in the glaucoma battle plan is Heart Aid, and I'm sure we recommend that because we want to improve the circulation. So do you want to tell us a little bit about why we recommend the Heart Aid?
Well, obviously, Heart Aid is really good at reducing blood pressure. Heart Aid is also in our hypertension battle plan. The most important ingredient in Heart Aid is hawthorn berry. Hawthorn berry is the heart tonic. We have other ingredients like Google, and we have Arjuna. We have ginger. We have grape seed extract. We have things garlic and cayenne, things that increase circulation, reduce inflammation, things that increase vascular integrity, things that that increase the uptake of oxygen, everything that is necessary to deliver the nutrients needed to the body and perhaps, even contribute to that, aqueous humor activity. And again, the aqueous humor is that water that does that funny little thing, bouncing back and forth from inside the eye to outside the eye, constantly balancing like a ballast in a boat, making sure it doesn't tip left or right, but always sails straight and true. That's what the aqueous humor does in your eyeball. And when it can't pass left or right, obviously, just like the ship, it will fail. And we just don't want that to happen to you.
Absolutely. So, again, the wonderful side effects of taking the HeartAid are, you know, like Dave said, increased oxygen uptake, you know, improved circulation, you know, just vascular integrity. And so we suggest taking 3 capsules twice daily on the HeartAid, and you'll definitely see, we most probably think you're going to see an improved circulatory system for sure.
Yeah, so the HeartAid is, again, going to have multiple benefits and no negative side effects, and this is something that we like to emphasize.
Absolutely. And then the next product in the regimen is the Renew Hair, Skin, and Nails. And most people think, well, that's kind of strange. But again, as we mentioned before, everything that we're doing to support the collagen in the eye also supports the collagen in the connective tissues like our skin and hair and nails. And so basically we're kind of reversing this one. You know, we put together the Renew Hair, Skin, and Nails, you know, for the hair, skin, and nails, but it's going to also help the collagen around the eye area.
Exactly. Now, this is for someone, this, you know, if you're just having a preventive thing, the vitamin C is going to do a good job on the collagen, and having green foods is going to help as well. But if you actually are experiencing, you know, the onset and have been diagnosed, maybe you want to be a little more aggressive. And so that's why we recommend the Renew Hair, Skin, and Nails, because, I mean, if it could build your nails strong and make your hair grow faster, then we know that we are going to you know, be able to increase the collagen production in and around, clearly, the head region, and that's where your eyes are. So
absolutely. And the last product that we recommend in the nutritional regimen is the Revive It All, and that is, again, a powerhouse of a product that has the
Inositol helps your memory.
Yes, maybe I need some today.
And Ginkgo biloba improves collagen integrity. So again, we're working on collagen in 3 different ways. Now, but remember, Revive It All also contains glycidone, which is a one of the few pharmaceutical products we use. It's an enzyme called superoxide dismutase, and the only reason it's a pharmaceutical byproduct is because a natural pharmaceutical company in Europe actually works with natural compounds, and they isolate the enzyme, and they have found a way to make that enzyme bioavailable to the mitochondria. It is clinically proven to work within the mitochondria. So obviously, superoxide dismutase is the ultimate free radical scavenging enzyme. So we have free radical scavenging pigments and antioxidants in the cherry, and a free radical scavenging enzyme in the Revive It All. So so that is definitely something that we strongly recommend. Now, Amy, we also recommend that you look at alternative treatments. It isn't just about the food. And there are some other recommendations, some herbal recommendations that could be made as well.
Absolutely. And again, I do want to stress to everyone that Dave and I are not doctors. We are not medical professionals. And the statements that we're making is just pure information. We are not diagnosing conditions, and we are not prescribing supplements or herbs. We're just providing information, especially on this herbal part. And
what we do believe is that your body can heal itself, and that if you support your body, you could create balance and normalcy within your body. And a balanced and normal body is one that will not foster or support the conditions that we oftentimes describe as disease. And so we are not doctors. We always want you to consult your doctor. And if your doctor is not going to support you in helping, you know, and if you are of an avocation that you want to heal your body and to be your own doctor and to take, you know, responsibility for what happens within your body, then you need to find a doctor who is in concert with you, and you can find them. They are out there. We just recommend that you don't give up until you find a good one, just like if someone works on your car. There's a lot of bad mechanics out there. You know that. But when you find that one guy you could trust, stick with him. There's good doctors out there. Just go out and find them.
Absolutely. And some other alternative or herbal treatments are warm fennel herb eye baths. You can also use a chamomile eye bath, or eyebright is another herb that's helpful. You can find these in health food stores. You can order them online. But consult a herbalist or a healthcare, you know, practitioner. You know, research it on the internet. You know, before research it before you apply anything directly to your eyes. But there definitely are some herbs that are very specific and very good for glaucoma in the eye. And another herb, and only if it's legal in your state or prescribed by a healthcare practitioner, is marijuana. And that can actually reduce intraocular pressure and has been shown to alleviate the pain and slow the progression of the damage to the eyes. So that's something, if your doctor prescribes it, if it's legal in your state, you can make that personal decision if you want to incorporate that into your battle plan. That is not available through Platinum Health Products. So,
in fact, we are only trying to give a balanced and informative, bit of information. And we're not recommending that anybody breaks the law or does anything that might be against their moral or ethical code. However, we do want you to know that there are studies that are out there, and we do not filter information. We are not censors. We are going to let you know what we know, and then you could use that knowledge in whichever way that is, best for you. Now, Amy, why don't we sort of give some basic recommendations for some folks who are worried about this condition?
Yeah, absolutely. Recommendations are avoid prolonged eye stress. And prolonged eye stress might be like watching TV like all day long, or reading for very long periods of time. You know, my mom always said, don't sit that close to the TV, and you're only supposed to watch TV, X number of hours a day. You know, don't sit there and watch it all day long.
That's very, very good. I guess the same could be, true for, your brain. I think that any time that you have that prolonged eye stress, or, watching television or reading.
Or working at the computer, the same thing.
Working at the computer, yeah, you could definitely get, a mental fog. And so it's everything's coming through your eyes. It makes sense. Now, you should avoid smoking cigarettes for sure, and
yes,
as well as drinking coffee for the reason we mentioned. Alcohol is very free radical causing, as are nicotine and caffeine, which reminds me of a song that Amy and I both know well.
oh, wow.
But,
we won't sing it.
Well, maybe on karaoke night we'll do that one. But, there really are, connections to be made between nicotine, caffeine, cocaine, alcohol. It's all things that you need to avoid. They destroy your life. They destroy your body.
Absolutely. And then this is kind of a funny one. I would have never thought of this, but it's a recommendation is to drink only small amounts of liquid at any given time. Like, don't sit there and down a whole liter bottle of water all at once.
Well, I've heard that my eyeballs are swimming before.
I have heard that, but that's kind of funny. I guess maybe they can.
Exactly. So I think that if you look at, a lot of sipping liquids makes them go into your body better anyway. Like when you sip liquids rolling around your mouth before you swallow them, and that makes a lot of sense. Now, one thing that I really recommend is you need to test your eyes daily. And if you just wake up and you have a Tibetan eye chart hanging on your wall or in your bathroom, you open up the mirror perhaps, and on the back of that there's a Tibetan eye chart there. And you simply take a moment to exercise your eyes. The Tibetan eye chart is free. We'll send you one. You could also download it from the internet. and you stand facing the chart with your tip of your nose touching the center of the circle, and there's a pattern, and you move your eyes from point to point on the pattern, and you know, this is going to be a way to not only to exercise your eyes, but also but also to feel. You'll immediately notice, wow, I could see that one and that one really well, but I can't see that third one so well. And that could be a sign that you're starting to lose a part of your peripheral vision. By doing this chart just for a couple minutes a day, you also strengthen your eyes and force them into an exercise pattern that they'll continue throughout the day, which can avoid eye problems altogether, including night blindness and glaucoma and other similar conditions. Now, remember that when you have eye problems, having, you know, good healthy fruits and vegetables off a lot of them is going to be really, really important, and avoiding those foods that may cause allergies equally as important as all the supplements and the other things that we spoke of.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I encourage everyone to go on the website, download the glaucoma battle plan, and the Tibetan eye chart is the third page of the battle plan, and do it. It's I just did it sitting here while Dave was talking about it, and it's quite interesting. At first, I'm like, I don't know if I can do this, but it's very cool. I encourage everyone to get that and do that and to exercise your eyes. And it's funny because I've known people that do exercises like this, and their prescriptions keep getting less and less. And so by doing certain kinds of eye exercises, I mean, there have been people that have actually corrected their vision. So it certainly, absolutely cannot hurt.
Well, I definitely believe that people now have more knowledge than they did when we started this call. They can download that knowledge from the website. They could listen to this call again. They could share this call with friends in ways that Amy has described and may describe again, by creating a link on, you know, an email and just sending somebody, and they just click on this and they listen, and that's fantastic.
Yeah, let me give the replay line and that information one more time. The replay line, which this call will be available starting tomorrow afternoon, is 212-461-8911, and that will run for 7 days starting tomorrow. Also, we'll get this call posted up on our website under the Education tab, and if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link to it, and then, like Dave said, you can just forward that to any of the contacts that you may have, and then they can just click on it and listen to it as well. So we really hope that you share this information with anyone that you think would find it informative or valuable. So, and again, we just want to reiterate, this is not medical advice. This is information only, and, you know, please with your healthcare practitioner, you know, before starting any radical program.
Yeah, and we don't believe that this is a radical program by any means. This is just solid nutritional support. And the only thing I recommend is that if before you go off of a pharmaceutical drug that your doctor has prescribed for you, that you simply ask for an appointment and you tell him, I've read the side effects of this drug. I'm not comfortable with them. Am I going to die if I don't take this drug? Do I suffer irreparable damage to my body if I don't take this drug? And would you support me in a natural approach and help me monitor my progress? Because obviously the natural approach doesn't have side effects. The only side effect of the natural approach might be that because I'm off of my drug, I will suffer. Now, most doctors are going to tell you the truth, that a period of time away from this drug is not going to cause a dramatic increase in anything. The only possibility might be high blood pressure medication, where we recommend a concurrent administration of natural means while your doctor tapers you onto lower doses. So not medical advice. We are giving body advice. We're teaching you some of the secrets that have been culled from science, from ancient cultures, and from the knowledge that is shared from person to person through experimentation and adaptation. So, again, I want to thank everybody who's on the call tonight for being with us. We will encourage you to continue to participate and to share this knowledge with others so long as you believe it's valid. So we anticipate and look forward to your feedback as always. So at this time, I'd like to invite Amy to unlock the phone, and anybody who would like to ask a question certainly can. If you do not have a question to ask, before we unlock the line, I would like to ask everyone to hit star 6. That will mute your background noise and allow us to unlock the line without having to listen to a lot of the chatter that often comes.
Awesome. Okay. Any questions out there tonight? We have about maybe five-ish minutes for questions.
Hi, David, Amy. I just want to say, like, how much I like the products, and I'm even giving them to my children.
Oh, awesome.
They're doing great. It has helped our allergies a lot. Just have a question. I know you were talking about the eyesight and everything. Can an epidural affect your eyesight?
You know, any time that you have a anesthetic,
mm-hmm.
There can be side effects that are, you know, significant. They can cause inflammation and things like that, and inflammation can impact your eyesight. Hopefully it will be temporary. Why don't you, you know, these things are all made public. Why don't you do a little bit of research, because I don't have, information about that myself. But Amy, what do you know or think about that?
You know, I don't know, so I really don't want to comment, but what you said makes sense. If it causes inflammation, you know, that could definitely affect it, and like you said, you know, hopefully it would be short-lasting. But maybe we could do some research and answer it a little bit more in depth on one of the Thursday Q&A calls.
That would be a very good idea. We'll tell you about how to listen to the Thursday Q&A calls. Can we get people to star 6, please? Whoever's got the sirens in their background, we're all hearing them.
Thank you.
3/4 of the people in New York said sirens in the background. That's me.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, maybe we'll do a little bit of research and see what we can find out about that.
Right. Only because before having my kids, I had like 20/20 vision, and after the first one, it went down, and now, and it's one eye in particularly more than the other, and it just feels very blurry, especially when I'm driving and things like that. So I'm just very concerned about that now.
This is very important to note that anemia, which is caused by pregnancy, definitely affects the eyes.
Right.
Because
I did have anemia after having my second one, mm-hmm. but I did have a checkup afterwards. Like in March, I had one, and all my levels were fine.
No. But what I mean is that dip down, that anemia that occurs during that time, could affect your eyes.
Oh, is that irreversible at all, or no?
You know, this is something that you're going to have to find out through experimentation. I believe that by using spirulina and heart aid and a couple of the other things like master aminos and flaxseed, that you're going to give the proteins, the fats, and also you may want to try the ionic elements, because the magnesium may be controlling, you know, these nerves, and the nerves have basically the ability to act without your brain telling them what to do, and those type of nerve actions are oftentimes, you know, triggered and enhanced by the increase of magnesium that we could give you through the ionic elements. So ionic elements as magnesium, that could help the eyes, and I think that the other things that I recommended are loaded with beta carotene and carotenoids, like the spirulina, increased circulation, like the heart aid, and those are really going to help your condition versus glaucoma.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you. Any other questions out there tonight?
Yeah. Hello, Dave and Amy. How are you?
Hi. Great. How about you?
All right. Thank you. Listen, just one question. We might be forgetting about Ralphie. He wants to come on board again and talk to us about the ionic elements.
Yeah, we will definitely try to work him back into one of our conference calls.
You can always listen on the replay line. We've got two calls with him on the replay line.
Archived on the internet, archived on the website.
Right, right. Thank you.
You could listen over and over.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Any other questions out there tonight?
I have a question.
Hi.
Next Wednesday is July 4th. We're going to have a call.
We are going to skip July 4th.
Okay.
Is that's correct, right, Dave?
I have been informed. Absolutely. If that's what's on the plan, I did not know, but it makes sense to me.
I think most people will either be watching fireworks 9 o'clock Eastern time or finishing up their barbecues if they're in California. So
absolutely,
we're going to skip it next week, and then we'll be back with you on July 11th.
Very good. Thank you
for asking.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to miss you.
We'll miss you. Yeah.
Well, you can listen to any of the archived calls you want, or you can call the replay line.
All right, I'll settle for that.
Okay.
We could just put you on hold, and you could listen to the tape on hold.
Right. any other questions tonight?
Yeah,
hello?
I have a question or a comment. I don't know which it is.
Okay.
But my eye doctor, some time back, I believe, went up to Harvard for a meeting on glaucoma. He is the doctor who put together the laser treatment.
Oh, okay.
That is used worldwide. But the people at, I believe it was Harvard, or it could be wherever this meeting was. Bottom line was, I'm sorry, this is for macular degeneration. They came up with the bottom line is prevention.
Right.
But I don't know that they came up with a battle plan. But certainly glaucoma would fall in the same category, I do believe.
I think so, too, yeah. That prevention obviously is definitely the best medicine.
Mm-hmm. But,
I believe that was officially a call. And again, if we could have people star six, the person who just was told good night by somebody, you know. we have time for maybe one more question. And,
yes, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. I have a family member that have glaucoma, and they're on the medications, the eye drops. If they want to lower their pressure and all that, they should do all this protocol, still take the eye drops, and if the pressure is lowering, it would probably be that they would be using less eye drops. Would that improve it?
That's exactly right.
But they should stay on the eye drops, and the doctor will tell them.
That is what I would recommend, but again, we're not giving the medical advice. We just are giving you the nutritional advice.
Yeah.
And but that makes sense to me.
But absolutely incorporate the nutritional side of things, and then go back and visit your doctor and check for the improvement.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Well, let me just get the replay line one more time. You can re-access us at 212-461-8911 if you want to share this information with any friends or family or loved ones that you think might find it useful. We highly encourage you to do that because, again, at Platinum Health Products, our motto is we believe that knowledge is power, and we hope that, Dave and I hope that we can provide knowledge to you to give you the power to take control of your own health and well-being and that of your family. So I want to thank everyone for being on the line with us tonight. A special thank you to Dave for taking time out for all that awesome information. I know you did a lot of extra research, and thank you again for all that cool information. Also, remind everybody, go to the website. You can download the battle plan. You can download the Tibetan eye chart. If you don't have internet access, give us a call at customer service and ask us to mail you the eye chart and the battle plan, and we'll be happy to do that. And the customer service number is 888-747-6733. So once again, thanks everyone, and everyone have a wonderful and safe 4th of July, and we'll be back with you on July 11th.